Welcome to the John Cavendish Radio Hour. I am your host, as always, John Cavendish. With me this week is Sylvia Platt.
Yes.
Welcome, Sylvia.
Thank you.
Sylvia would like to discuss a bevy of different creatures and phenomena. Sylvia, maybe you could begin by explaining to us your credentials.
Well, my name is Sylvia Platt.
Yes, Platt.
Platt.
Yes.
Not Plath, like the famous author.
No, there is no H.
Platt, like a puss.
Correct. No yes. H in your name.
No H, no.
And so, is that all of your credentials?
My credentials are I have Discovery Channel and the Nat Geo channel, and I subscribe to, Highlights Magazine still.
Highlights Magazine.
Yes.
What is that?
It's a magazine.
Yes. In the name there was highlights. Magazine.
Yeah. It's for kids to learn things, but it's very useful for adults as well.
So it is a children's magazine. And you are an expert because of that. And
that was just one of my credentials.
Channels on television that you watch.
They are very educational television. I watch a lot of Jeopardy.
Jeopardy with Alex Trebek.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes. I should have totally been on that show, but for whatever reason, they would not let me.
Did you take the exam?
I did take the exam, and I passed the exam, but they told me that I could not be on the show.
Did you have a cold at that time as well?
I don't have a cold.
Apologies. So Sylvia, would you please explain, one of the phenomena that you are here to speak of?
Well, one of the phenomena that I am here to speak of, I thought that there was going to be, like, pre-decided topics. I wasn't aware that I had to bring my own topics,
This is a free forum.
Bring notes.
Free forum or anything. All to express their thoughts and opinions.
Okay. Oh.
And then we discuss them, and I ultimately decide that they are incorrect, unless they are based in logic and reality.
Well, yeah.
Yes.
Logic and okay. So, I'm pretty sure, that I saw a frog the other day that looked exactly like Baby Yoda.
What is a Baby Yoda?
You seriously don't know what a Baby Yoda is? Where have you been?
I've been here.
Have you been living under a rock? Do you not watch TV? Even the Nat Geo people know what a Baby Yoda is. I actually don't know what species he is, but he's adorbs.
You said he was a frog.
No, I said I saw a frog that looked like Baby Yoda. Frogs are not Yodas. The frogs exist in our...
Correct, they are frogs.
They're frogs.
They are amphibians.
Not a toad. It was a frog. It was definitely a frog.
Not a toad.
Not a toad. Toads and frogs are different things.
Yes, they are.
People don't realize that a lot.
Most definitely different. So you saw a frog.
Yes, I saw a frog. It was by a pond. It looked at me. It said, meow. And then it... like, had ears like Yoda, though. It was very strange.
It had ears.
Yes.
Frogs,
but not,
generally,
frogs do have ears, but, like,
pads
external
on the side
ears. Like, external
of the
ears.
Head, instead of fully formed flesh extruding from the head.
You didn't need to just talk over me like that. Like,
I apologize.
I was explaining to you that, yes, it had external ears, not just little ear holes like frogs usually have.
So it was not a frog, then?
I think it was a frog. I think it was a new species. I think it was a Froda.
Froda.
Yes.
Froda.
Froda. I think it was a Froda.
Fascinating.
I thought so.
Did you bring any physical evidence of this Froda?
Well, I mean, it was a wild animal. I didn't, like, try to capture it or anything. I did take a picture of it, if you want to see.
Yes, please.
Here. It looks like that.
My goodness.
See, it's a frog, but it's got ears.
Is that a headband?
Maybe.
Maybe. Are the ears attached to the frog or the headband?
I think they're probably attached to the frog. However the frog wants to accessorize is none of my business, but the frog definitely has ears.
I have come to a decision. I believe that this is a fallacy. I believe the frog is wearing a headband with ears on it, and you are trying to fool me with buffoonery.
Have you ever thought about the fact that fallacy means lie, and a man's private parts is called a phallus?
I have contemplated that for many hours on many, many evenings.
How long do you contemplate your phallus each evening?
About 3 hours an evening.
That sounds like it would chafe after a while.
It's strenuous work, but someone must do it.
Hey man, as long as it's you. Better indeed. You than me.
I feel like that was supposed to be some sort of an insult, but I do not know for certain. I think we should check the phone lines.
Let's check the phone lines.
We generally don't get many calls here on the John Cavendish
Radio
Hour.
Yeah, nobody listens to the show.
That was very rude. But
you called me a fallacy earlier, so...
No, I said that your theory was a fallacy. We do, apparently...
It wasn't a theory. I showed you a photo.
A photo of a headbanded frog.
Have you ever seen a frog in a headband? How cool is that?
I mean, that is okay, I suppose. But fashion statements are not science, ladies and gentlemen. We have a caller on the line. Caller, what is your name and where is your location?
Hey there, true believers.
What?
This is Bob.
Hello,
Bob. Hi, Bob.
From Whiting, Indiana.
Whiting, Indiana. Across the pond.
It is, yeah.
Welcome, Bob.
Across the pond?
Yes, the Atlantic Ocean.
That's the big fucking pond.
Well, it's a colloquialism.
I bet that there is a Froda in there somewhere. You know, it hasn't been explored.
Frogs generally don't care for salt water.
Hey, man, it's a new species. You don't know.
It's not a new
species. You don't know. You don't know.
Let us please discuss with Bob.
Hey, Bob, what's up?
Bob, hello and welcome. What is it you would like to discuss?
Yeah, hey there, true believers.
Yes, you've said that.
Yeah, I'm calling to ask what your thoughts are on the Mobile, Alabama leprechaun.
The Mobile, Alabama leprechaun?
I believe you mean Mobile, Alabama?
Mobile.
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 Alabama.
Mobile.
Leprechaun. Well, leprechauns are generally believed to have come from Ireland.
That's on the same side as of the pond.
Yes,
it's
same
on
side,
our
of, the
side
pond.
Of the pond.
Correct.
He could only be killed with a 1,000-year-old flute.
What?
1,000? That sounds like an old flute. I feel
passed
like you
on
could
from
get
generation to generation.
Tetanus from that. Or is it even made of metal? Is it made of wood? When was the metal age?
There was the Bronze Age.
Yeah, the metal age. That's
age.
What I said.
There was no age called the metal age.
I think the 1980s were the metal age. That's just my opinion.
Are you referring, madam, to heavy metal?
Yeah. Not light metal. Nobody wants light metal. It's weird. It's like tin foil and stuff.
No. Aluminum foil would be very bad.
Aluminum. You know,
face.
Aluminium, I apologize.
There you go.
Ye
Mr.
of little
Fallacy.
Faith. It started in 1987. Ye of little faith.
Ye of little faith.
Would you say that he has faith no more?
It appears you may have blind faith.
Oh, I do not. I'm a true believer.
What? Why do you keep... Look, leprechauns do not exist in reality.
I like Lucky Charms.
They are spokespersons for candy disguised as breakfast cereal.
They were on the news.
Leprechauns.
A picture drawn.
A drawing.
Drawing.
Drawing?
Drawing.
Drawing. A drawing does not represent evidence. It could be anything.
I don't know, man. Have you ever looked at old books? They got all the drawings in there, and that's supposed to represent evidence of what things look like, because, like, cameras didn't always exist and stuff, so they had to draw things.
Salvador Dali drew many things that did not exist in this world.
There was at least 20 people that saw him.
Since 1987.
When metal came out.
The leprechaun?
Yes.
Cool.
Madam, is your mouth full of food?
Yep.
We are on the radio.
Nah, I don't care.
Disgusting. Once again, leprechauns do not exist, and therefore, even if they did, how would they have traveled from Ireland to Mobile, Alabama?
I ever heard of a boat?
Must be a microclimate.
What does that mean?
It means that there are Mobile, Alabama leprechauns.
Mobile, Alabama. You've given no evidence for the
pictures,
existence of this.
News.
Drawings.
100,000-year-old flute.
Oh, what does a 1,000-year-old flute sound like?
Passed on from family member to family member.
Alabama has not been around for 1,000 years.
It has. It's been there.
The United States is nearly 250 years old. That is considerably less than 1,000 years.
But the land that is now Mobile existed 1,000 years ago. It just wasn't called Mobile. Duh.
Mobile.
Duh.
Mobile.
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 Mobileen. Maybe it's Mobileen.
Drawing.
What is going on? I am very confused by this.
Well, thank you, true believer.
Bye, Bob. He seemed nice.
Bob has hung up on us.
He said bye. It's okay.
Sylvia, you are quite
astonishing. Yes, Mr. Cavendish.
Astonishing.
I know, right? That's what my mom always says.
She says you're quite astonishing?
She tells me I astonish her every day.
I am less surprised by that than by anything else you have said so far.
Cool.
We are going to take a brief intermission so that you are able to hear some words from individuals who have paid us money. We will be back after a moment.
Froda.
Oh, hey there, Count Panic. I got a question for you.
What's that, Bob?
What do you know about Mothman, the Loch Ness Monster, ghosts, demons, and things that go bump in the night?
Not much, Bob.
Well, lucky for you, we host a podcast called Bob After Dark, where we talk about legends, lore, and the supernatural.
Wow, where can I find this podcast?
Wherever you find your great podcasts at.
Welcome back to the John Cavendish Radio Hour. I am still joined by Sylvia Platt.
Yes.
And we have been discussing, I apologize.
Did you just call me disgusting? Is that because I ate a peanut butter cup while I was at the microphone?
That was...
Because you offered me a peanut butter cup. Don't offer me a peanut butter cup if you don't want me to eat the peanut butter cup, because I'm absolutely going to eat the peanut butter cup right then and there. I'm not going to wait to eat the peanut butter cup, because it's a peanut butter cup. I'm just saying.
Madam.
Sir.
It is rude to eat on the microphone.
Then don't offer me peanut butter cups. Wait till we're on break, man.
It is my duty as a host to offer you delicious, decadent goodness.
Yeah, and then tell me that I can't eat it?
You could have refrained until the commercial
break.
No,
it was peanut butter cup.
Yes, you've stated that multiple times. You've said the words peanut butter cup multiple times in the last 14 seconds.
Gee, I was not aware of my own words. Well, I ate all the peanut butter cups out of the bowl, so that will happen again.
I offered you one.
But you put the bowl within reach.
Fair.
Yes. What are we talking about?
We are talking about a general menagerie of creatures.
Menagerie, that's a good word. I like that word.
It is a fantastic word.
I like a menagerie of peanut butter cups. Like the egg ones and the Christmas tree ones and the mini ones and the regular ones and the white chocolate ones and the dark chocolate ones. There is a menagerie of peanut butter cups available now. Way better than when we were kids. Just saying. We could only get like one peanut butter cup except for Easter, and then they had the eggs, which are still the best ones in my opinion.
Indeed. I prefer, as a British man, a good Cadbury egg.
Oh, so they make it look like, you know what I like? Kinder eggs. Because, is it candy or is it a choking hazard?
Yes.
Exactly. You know you can get those across the pond now. They're not illegal anymore.
Really?
Really.
Interesting. Though slightly off topic.
Peanut butter cup.
Also... topic.
You should have gotten two bags. What are we talking about?
We have a caller.
We have a caller.
We have another caller. Very rare for this show.
It's because I'm here. I'm interesting.
I have no evidence.
You talk like you're fancy, but you're really not. People can't see that you're just in, like, a Homer Simpson t-shirt and boxers right now.
Madam.
But you are wearing those little things that hold up your socks. That's pretty swanky.
They are called garters.
Boy garters. Very yes. different than girl garters. I didn't know they were still called garters.
They are. Please do not describe my physical appearance. We are...
He also has a beard. Why are you afraid that people are going to know what you look like?
This is an audio medium. There is no need.
Well, yeah, that's why I'm describing it, because people need to get a visual representation of who is talking to them. I'm just saying. I am very tall. My hair is brown.
Yes, indeed, it is brown.
Mm-hmm.
And you are very tall.
Yes. And I'm wearing a poncho, because it's cozy.
Not the knit poncho, but the plastic poncho.
Yep.
It is not raining
I don't
today.
Have a garter to hold mine up, though, so the hood keeps falling down.
I don't understand how a garter would work on a poncho anyway.
Well, you just strap the one to the thing.
The one to the thing.
Yeah, sorry.
Yes,
see,
indeed.
This is where visual representation comes in handy.
Madam,
you take one side of the garter and you clip it to the hood, and then you take the other side of the garter and you clip it to the front part, and then your hood doesn't fall down.
So the garter would go across your face.
Well, yeah.
We need to take this call before they hang up on us.
Fine, take the call. I'm not stopping you. Push the button. Here, I'll push it.
Greetings, caller. You are on the John Cavendish Radio Hour.
Hi, Candace Schubarter from Kenosha, and,
What is Kenosha?
Hi, Candace.
Yeah, I think the government is, making my toot smell like Famous Dave's barbecue sauce.
That sounds delightful.
Apologies.
You think the government is doing? The American government?
The American government?
Oh yeah. The American government making my toot smell like Famous Dave's barbecue sauce.
Who is this Famous David?
A popular barbecue restaurant that it's available at your local grocery store in the barbecue sauce department.
Yeah, you see it.
And I haven't consumed any in months. And my toots are smelling like it now, and I've been getting these weird emails, and I just assumed it, that the government's making my toots smell like Famous Dave.
What do the emails say?
Yes. They were like, your butthole is of great, power to us, and we were wondering if we could access your butthole, and of course I said no. Said,
well,
no,
yeah, you should always say no.
I said,
very personal thing.
But what I'm trying to get at is, I woke up one afternoon without any recollection of what I was doing beforehand, and poof!
That happens to me all the time.
My poop started smelling like Famous Dave's barbecue sauce, and I was like, the government.
I must ask, these electronic mails... Did they say the term butthole, or did they use a technical term such as anus?
Oh, they said anus, but that word makes me feel a little bit uncomfortable, so I prefer to say butthole.
You prefer to use...
Derriere, if you prefer.
I am not French.
Okay.
Well, are you British, though?
Yes, I am John Cavendish.
I mean, just because you have, like, a cigar-sounding name doesn't mean that you're British.
I don't understand what you mean. This is my name.
So, do you think the government's messing with my booty hole?
Madam,
I mean, I think that's an alien thing, right? Not a government thing?
Would you put it past them to make my toot smell like barbecue? Famous Dave's barbecue?
Why would they choose to do this to you?
Because they were asking about my anus.
Why would the government be asking about your specific anus?
You're asking me the questions that I'm wondering myself. I'm like, why do you want my anus?
Yeah, Mr. Cavendish,
what's so special about my anus?
From you.
Nothing's ever entered my anus before specifically on purpose, but, you know, things happen, and Wednesday nights get crazy every now and then.
Wednesdays.
But never Famous Dave's barbecue sauce has been up there. There's been a few things, crayons maybe, I don't know.
What color crayons?
Periwinkle, but we're not talking about that right now. We're talking about why my toots smell like Famous Dave's barbecue sauce.
My goodness, madam. Do you have no sense of decorum?
Well, I'm just saying, when I do use the bathroom and, you know, release my solid.
Listening to this radio program.
It does make it sound like the barbecue sauce container makes.
She's been talking about inserting crayons.
Like, you know, when you're shaking the barbecue sauce down and you hear that plop,
the bottle's
and then it starts
partially empty.
Yeah. It makes that noise when I go to the bathroom, and it does look like barbecue sauce and smells like barbecue sauce, and I'm like, how did barbecue sauce get up there?
Well, that kind of sounds like maybe you should just, like, figure out what your diet is, because you might have an issue. Also,
you think I have an issue?
You might. I'm also fascinated that it's specifically Famous Dave's. Like, if you gave me, like,
I know the smell
five
I know
barbecue sauces. And
no,
asked me to sniff them, I wouldn't know which one was Famous Dave's.
Like, if I was like, there's a pig on the cover of my fart right now, it'd be Famous Dave's. I know the pig. I've seen it before. And if I were to add art to my toots, it would be a pig. Specifically Famous Dave's pig.
Dear listeners, I must apologize. The John Cavendish Radio Hour does not condone the language and content of the caller who is creating a barrage of disgusting disturbing.
I never said it was disgusting. It smells great.
you've basically said that you insert crayons and barbecue sauce.
We're not talking about the crayons
anus.
Right now. We're talking about the barbecue sauce, okay?
And then you described your flatulence
and it
put
smells
a label
lovely. I'm just
on
a little concerned.
Your flatulence. Madam, this is disturbing. You should probably speak to a professional therapist.
About my toots? But I'm talking to you
about your use of language, of the English language, which you have destroyed with the sputum that has come out of your mouth.
I did not say fart once, and that is far more.
You did actually say it at least once. When you said you would put a label on it, and it would have a pig that looked like the pig from the label of the barbecue sauce of Famous David.
Do you think people would buy that on eBay?
Probably.
I think people would
if
buy
I
anything
put my
on eBay.
Flatulence, as you would prefer me to say, on eBay.
Just call it contemporary art and make a really good story to go along with it.
People will purchase pretty much anything on the electronic bay. Thank you so much, Candace.
You are welcome.
I am washing my hands of the situation.
Your hands is a good habit. Do you think I ate enough peanut butter cups to make my toots smell like peanut butter cups? Because that'd be awesome.
No comment.
Okay.
We have another caller.
Oh, there's so
this
many
is
calls.
Very, very odd today.
I like it.
Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
Hi, caller.
This is Lane Mills. Who the hell's this?
Hi, Lane.
I'm sorry, Lane Mills.
Yeah, that's right.
Who
the hell are you? Where's that regular fruit Hickney?
I'm sorry, who?
Fruit Hickney? Hickney fruit?
Hickney.
What's a Hickney fruit?
What did you mean by Hickney?
The weirdo who hosts this show.
This is the John Cavendish Radio Hour. There is no Hickney here.
There's not. It's just a dude in a
Homer.
There is
not a single Hickney.
That weirdo lives
here.
In his sister's basement and lives surrounded by shit.
I live in a wonderful cottage in Sussex, and I am insulted that you would ever insinuate that there is a Hickney in this establishment.
Well, I'm sorry, but this is the phone number that I called the last time I was on his stupid-ass show.
What do you mean?
He has a stupid show, Freak of the Week.
This is not that show. This is never that show. This will never be that show. This is the John Cavendish Radio Hour.
He's turning really red
right
now.
Are you sure? Because I just listened to a caller talking about shooting barbecue sauce out their anus.
Can we please not discuss that anymore? I have already...
That sounds like a Freak of the Week caller if I ever heard one.
I would not know. I have never listened to that preposterous show. This is thank you. This is insulting.
I had to reset
you have a
it.
Similar
release.
Speech impediment to that guy, too.
Impediment?
Yes.
And also a weird thing where you say somebody's words right back at them.
I have never done such a thing, sir.
You just did.
No.
Are you absolutely positive?
Positive.
Well,
what?
So, who the hell are you?
John Cavendish.
And what the hell is this?
The John Cavendish Radio Hour.
But what is that?
a show where we discuss topics and I determine if they are factual or not, and generally, I determine they are not.
Okay, so if I were to tell you that I worked for immigration for many years, and people in my own backyard basically trying to capture and murder Mexicans because they believe there to be aliens or some shit, you would think that's preposterous.
No, that actually, I believe, in the United States of America, that sounds totally plausible.
You say it in the United States. Where the hell are you?
I am in Sussex, England, United Kingdom. You're no longer of the European Union.
We're by a pond that definitely, definitely has a Frodo.
I'm not sure about either one of your accents.
I don't have an accent.
What do you mean accent? I am from Sussex, and I speak as someone from Sussex.
Not really, though.
How do you mean?
I mean, you don't really sound Sussexy. You mostly just sound pretentious.
I feel like it was an insult in some way, and I do not
because
appreciate
I called
it.
You pretentious.
I allowed you to eat one peanut butter cup, and then you devoured the entire bowl.
Yeah.
And now you are insulting my accent, which is native to this place.
So you don't believe in aliens at all?
Alien life, as in from extraterrestrial life.
Yes, this time we are actually talking about aliens.
They do not exist. Not a chance.
Huh. Wonder how the hell you got this phone number.
The phone company.
Well, wonder how the hell my call would normally go to this freak show radio nonsense got to you instead.
I know not of the freak show radio nonsense you speak of, and would have no way of knowing why you would think you were calling into such a show.
Aside from your grating way of speaking, you're not horrible to talk to.
I will take that as a compliment, and share my gratitude for that.
Thanks, man.
Thank you so much.
This is very weird. I need to lie down.
Yes, please, go ahead. Thank you so much, Lane Mills.
It is really weird that people are trying to call a phone number in America and getting a phone number in Britain because, like, the country codes and shit would totally be different.
Perhaps.
It's weird.
Perhaps there is some sort of line crossing. We have never had more than... Well, we've never had a caller on the John Cavendish Radio Show. Our...
Cavendish,
thank
okay.
you.
Okay.
John Cavendish Radio Hour.
I thought maybe the dish that had the peanut butter cups, like, caved in. The caved in dish.
That would be convex.
Caved in.
It'd be convex.
Caved it.
We've already had three callers on the show. It is kind of... What? Why? Why? Why?
Because you're out of peanut butter cups, and I don't want to be here anymore.
That is...
It's cold in here.
A bit rude. I keep the temperature low because it is better for the circulation. We have another caller.
Oh, wow.
Unbelievable. Caller, what is your name and where are you from?
My name is Ricky.
Hi, Ricky.
Ricky Hello. Bobby.
Ricky Bobby. All these Americans with those two first names is fun.
Where are you from, Ricky Bobby?
I'm from all over the place.
All
where you all may be from.
Wherever you call your home?
My home right now is in Georgia.
Georgia, the country or the state in the United States?
What do you mean country?
There's a country called Georgia.
There's no country.
It's a state. But nobody ever goes there.
Besides the Russians.
Yeah.
What, are you calling me a Russian?
No, it has become vastly apparent that you are an American from the state of Georgia in the American South.
Yeah. Yeah.
Interestingly enough, you are our fourth American caller. I don't understand.
The Americans really like your show.
I
think it's your tobacco-y name.
My name is my name.
I know, and it's tobacco-y.
Cavendish can be a style of tobacco put into a pipe.
Uh-huh.
But that is neither here nor there.
Actually, it's like right over there. There's a pipe.
Yes, I do smoke a pipe. On occasion.
It's pretty.
Yes, it is hand-carved.
Do they have peanut butter cup flavored tobacco? Because I would smoke the shit out of that.
I have never smoked the shit out of anything.
That's unfortunate.
Hey, guys. Yes. I'm still here.
Oh, hey, Ricky Bobby.
Yeah, well, so Jimmy told me to call in.
Jimmy? Who's Jimmy?
Jimmy, the producer.
Of what?
Of your show. He told me to call in, and he said that you guys would be interested in talking about the Boston Banger.
One moment. Jimmy, the producer. James, are you still the producer of this show, James? Yes, thank you. There is no Jimmy, producer. There is only James.
All right, well, he told me to call in
about
the Boston Banger, a sandwich that actually eats people.
A sandwich that eats people?
Yes.
A sandwich that...
No, a sandwich.
Sandwich.
A sandwich.
Named after the Earl of Sandwich.
I don't know about no Earl, but this sandwich...
I knew a guy named Earl once. He was cool.
The sandwich eats people.
It consumes human beings.
Yes.
That sounds
horrifying. What kind of sandwich is it? Is it like ham or like
cheese?
It's kind of
like a Monte Cristo.
Oh.
Yeah. A Monte Cristo.
Yeah, but with extra ham.
Monte Cristos are so weird.
And some bacon on it, too.
It's like somebody wanted... They wanted a ham sandwich, but they wanted a grilled cheese sandwich, but they also wanted pancakes, and they also wanted, like, peanut butter jelly, so they came up with that monstrosity of a sandwich.
I believe it's a variation on the croque madame. But that is neither here nor there. Why does it matter what the sandwich
is? Why do you keep saying that, neither here nor there?
Well, anyways, this is a big emergency.
It's an emergency, and you have not called 999.
999?
Yes.
No, I called the Hickney Show.
Why did you say that name? This is the John Cavendish Radio Hour.
Jimmy told me to call in.
James is who
and talk
works
to Hickney.
For me. There is no Hickney here.
Okay, well, the Boston Banger.
Boston Banger.
Eats people.
Yes. Why do the toppings matter on the sandwich?
Well, I don't know. You asked me about it.
Actually, I did not. Sylvia did.
Sylvia. Who's Sylvia? Where's Elizabeth?
Who?
Okay, well, anyways, it eats people. People.
Yes, you've said that.
This is very many reasons
emergency.
To not go to America.
And the government's trying to hide it from us all.
This is like the third caller talking about the government.
These people are weird.
No.
Yes, indeed.
We gotta do something.
What can we do about this sandwich that consumes human beings?
We have to come up behind the sandwich and eat the sandwich.
I like sandwiches.
I also enjoy a good sandwich on occasion.
Then you gotta help.
By eating a sandwich.
But going up behind the sandwich so it doesn't see you because it'll try to eat you.
Which side is the front and which side is the back?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Well, the side with the crust because it's cut in half.
Oh.
Is it triangular cut or rectangular cut?
Diagonal.
Yes, a triangular.
Triangular.
No, diagonal.
Yes, so triangular.
Stop diagonal.
Arguing with the man. You're both saying the same fucking thing.
Madam, your language is appalling. This is on the BBC.
Yeah, you don't think BBCers like the fuck? I bet they do.
Boston Banger Channel? Are you guys pro Boston Banger?
We are not allowed to say words like
Boston?
F-U-C-K.
Procreating
Banger.
Slang. We can say Boston.
Boston, yeah.
Boston.
And so, you know, so what my thought is either we can have someone distract the sandwich and they try to eat that person and then we come up behind it and start eating it.
How do you distract a sandwich? Like, what gets the sandwich's
mayo.
Attention? Mayo?
Mayo.
Mayonnaise?
Yeah. Miracle Whip.
It is a sandwich.
A sandwich just isn't a sandwich without Miracle Whip.
It is a sandwich. Why would you need to distract it?
Because it eats people.
It has no
legs. Are you
legs.
Listening?
It has no way to move.
Tell that to the Boston Banger.
I knew a dude named Tommy who had no legs, and he got around just fine.
Wait.
Just
Tommy,
saying.
Tommy with no legs?
Yeah, Tommy no legs.
And he only had one arm, right?
Yep.
Tommy
no
I know
legs,
Tommy.
One arm. He had like a crank.
Yeah.
And it worked the chair.
I know Tommy.
He had amazing biceps.
He did. In
oh,
the
bicep.
One arm. Yeah, bicep.
Yeah. Bicep.
I am starting.
I miss that dude.
To get a headache.
Can you please help us?
I will eat a sandwich.
Thank you, but will you come up behind the sandwich and eat it?
Fine.
At the crust end.
I will start at the crust end of my triangular sandwich.
Diagonal.
Diagonal sandwich.
Why are you getting so hostile?
We are going to take one more break.
Okay.
And we shall return after a word from our sponsors.
Welcome to Ghostly.
Pat, what are you doing?
What? I want people to know that we're a podcast that takes a deep dive into some of the scariest ghost stories.
But we don't do the creepy voices or weird sound effects. We debate the ghost stories. And aren't you supposed to be the skeptic?
I am, but they'll find that out once they listen.
Look, all you have to do is tell them to listen to Ghostly, and that our listeners get to decide which stories are real.
And which stories are just old folklore.
Exactly.
Download Ghostly wherever you find great podcasts.
Oh, jeez. Oh.
And welcome back to the John Cavendish Radio Hour. I am still John Cavendish, and with me is Sylvia Platt.
Yep, as in a puss.
Yes, as in a puss.
Yep.
Sylvia, where are you from? I did not ask at the beginning of the show, and that was rude of me, and I apologize.
I'm from Queens.
Queens and the city of New York?
No. Queens, Scotland.
Queens, Scotland.
Yeah.
I am going to accept that as a proper response, and will not.
Why would I lie about that?
I am not challenging you. I am.
You shouldn't challenge me.
I am accepting.
It's very little town. It's very pretty there.
You are from Queens, Scotland.
I'm from Queens, Scotland. It's like 37 and a half kilometers away from Loch Ness.
You have a Scottish accent, a Scottish brogue, if you will. Obviously.
I mean, just because I grew up there doesn't mean that I have a Scottish brogue. My parents aren't from there, so.
Oh, where are your parents from? My apologies.
My parents?
Yes.
Oh, my parents, they're from Gettysburg.
Pennsylvania.
No, Ireland.
Son of a... of course. Yes, yes, Gettysburg, Ireland. I am not going to,
You really need to get your world map out more. And there was a whole world outside of Sussex.
Yes,
I'm just saying.
Yes, I'm going to open up the Atlas and I will study it more closely.
Oh, Atlas, you're getting old school.
It's a collection of maps. That's,
I know.
Yes.
But who has an Atlas anymore?
People who don't always rely.
Does it shrug?
I do not appreciate Ayn Rand in any way.
You shouldn't. It's terrible.
It is horrible.
Also, I mean, who spells and pronounces their name like that? That's weird.
Ayn Rand.
Ayn.
Well, there's a Y in the middle of it.
Ayn.
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 Yes, indeed. Ayn.
Are there any more peeler cups?
No, you have consumed them all.
God damn it.
Maybe
what about mini Snickers? Do you have any of those?
I'm sorry, I do not. We have another caller.
Can I push the button?
You know what? Yes, that's...
Yay! That is, I pushed the button.
Yes.
Hi!
Okay, hello. Welcome to the John Cavendish Radio
Welcome
Hour.
To the John Cavendish Radio Hour, where we talk very pretentiously.
Hi. Penelope from Santa Monica.
Santa Monica, California?
Sure.
Okay.
I found a tiny camera in my flower plant. And
a small camera in your
planter. Yeah. And I think that my boyfriend's watching me pee. It's a flower plant in my bathroom, and I only pee.
You only urinate. You do not defecate.
Oh, I would never.
Defecate.
Women don't Never. Defecate. Didn't you know that?
That is humanly impossible.
How would you know? Are you a woman? How do you know anything about the female experience, Mr. Cavendish?
I would never do anything like that.
Right?
So I also told my boyfriend that I do not
Definitely poop. Never.
Defecate.
I do not poop.
Definitely.
And
why do you have to correct everyone?
You don't poop? And then I was like, yeah, no, I don't poop. And then poof, there's a flower pot in my bathroom with a camera. The flower pot wasn't even there
before.
Are
you sure this came from your boyfriend and not National Geographic?
National Geographic?
Yes, I feel
they're
like...
they're interested in me?
I feel like a human being that does not defecate would be a definitely interesting topic for a National Geographic or a PBS Nova.
Well, I don't know if I'd like to be on National Geographic. More like, I feel like I'd be like more of a Travel Channel gal if I were.
Madam, you say you don't defecate.
Why would I?
Because humans defecate. You consume solid matter, and it has to come out of you at some point.
I don't even have a butthole.
Madam, that is physically impossible.
It's smooth back there, if you were asking. I've taken pictures of it.
You've taken pictures of your non-anus.
Yeah. Do you want me Nanus. To send it over?
Yes, please. Email
johncavendish@gmail.uk.
Wait, Penelope.
Yeah?
Before you email that to him, how old are you?
Oh, 14.
Yeah, don't email that to him.
But it's not inappropriate. It's just a picture of skin.
Don't email any skin photos.
Please
to Mr. Cavendish.
Don't email underage email photos to johncavendish@gmail.uk.
I don't even have a butt crack, though. It's just like a...
How do you sit?
I mean, there's...
Do you have one...
I have
one,
bones, but there's... It's like one butt.
One gluteus muscle? Only one buttocks?
Yeah, there's just... And it keeps getting bigger for some reason. Like, what? It's filling up with something.
What? You were born without an anus.
Yeah, what else? What did I get it removed? No.
I it keeps getting larger.
Yeah.
And you have never defecated once in your life?
No, sir.
And you consume food? Solid food?
Why wouldn't I?
Madam, I believe that the reality is you have an anus, but for some reason you were born with a deformity where skin grew between your two buttocks, and it is filling with human waste as we speak.
Who would have thought?
A doctor would almost for sure would have thought.
Oh, no, my mom's one of those people that, like, don't vaccinate, and doctors are a big no-no.
Oh, for God's sake. I mean, that sounds atrocious.
Yeah, I mean, who knew? I just have a big butt, and all my friends are jealous.
You will probably die of sepsis if you do not get this taken care of.
Sepsis? Sepsis? What's
yes.
that?
Sepsis.
Sepsis is when human waste gets into your bloodstream and gives you toxicity of the blood, and you can die from that.
Oh, one time I did get a cut, and, like, brown, lumpy stuff came out.
Ugh.
Gross. I'm sorry I pushed the button.
I'm sorry that you've pushed
it comes
the button
out of my mouth sometimes too.
You may already be dying. There may be no hope for you at this point.
Sometimes when I cry, it's like diarrhea.
Cry-a-rhea?
Wow. This just got real weird.
My
real
tear
fast.
Ducts burn.
Yes, indeed.
Your tear ducts burn?
Yeah, because it's brown.
Okay.
That I never assumed was.
We
but
have
now I'm
gone down this very.
Am I okay?
No.
I think you might
no,
not
you
be
are
okay,
not.
Penelope. Penelope, you should probably tell an adult what's happening and then maybe go to the doctor.
A responsible adult,
I
not
know
your mother.
The healthcare system in America isn't great, but maybe you could just
it's
like go to Canada or something.
Yes, please.
Canada.
Yeah.
Canada.
They got real nice healthcare there.
Even Mexico at this point, honestly.
Mexico's got good healthcare too.
Thank you so much, Penelope. We have had way too much bathroom talk.
It's been a lot. I don't know why.
No one has ever spoken of bodily fluids on this show before.
Well, that surprises me.
Why would that surprise you?
Because this show's shit.
We have a caller. Caller.
Another one?
Yes.
Jeez, man.
Caller, what is your name and where are you located?
Hey, caller.
This is Jiminy Elefante.
Jiminy Elefante. That is like possibly the coolest name ever.
Well, I'm about
Jiminy
to get...
Elefante.
Elefante.
Correct.
Fonte.
And where are you located?
I'm in Hollywood, California.
He's in California.
All Americans today. This is an all-American episode of the John Cavendish Radio.
Well, I'm calling today, Mr. Cavendish, because...
Yes.
I've heard some callers on your show that... Yeah, I'm a film producer, I should have mentioned.
Of course.
And I heard a couple of ladies who I think would be a great fit for my new production, Famous Anus.
Like Famous Amos, like the cookies?
I mean, cookies, things that are around cookie size. There'd be all sorts of things going in places. So I was wondering if I could get the information for those earlier callers.
Sir, are you...
I'm a dream maker, Mr.
Cavendish.
Are
you a pornographer?
I'm a filmmaker.
That makes adult feature films.
I didn't deny that.
The title of your piece was Famous Anus.
Well, it's really more of a series.
So this is a family show.
I mean, I said anus. It's not like I said...
And what is the plot of this Famous Anus?
Well, we're...
I don't really need to know the plot of a porn. Also, the last caller was underage, so I don't know why we're even talking about this.
Well, are you employing underage people in your pornography?
Well, not me, but I have a you know, contact who pays top dollar.
I think that's enough of that. I'm hanging up the phone now.
My God! What is wrong with everyone today? I don't understand why this keeps happening during this episode. I apologize to my listeners for my outburst.
This show has listeners?
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. Well, it did. Ugh. We have another caller.
It was Wilbur. Can I push the button again?
Yes, go ahead.
Welcome to the John Cavendish, whatever the hell this is.
John Cavendish Radio Hour. Welcome,
Radio
listener.
Hour.
Welcome, listener. What is your name and where are you located?
Yeah, I'm not going to tell you where I'm located. Duh, John. Come on.
Oh, God. No.
Yeah, it's me. It's David. Dr. David Hickney. John.
Hi,
John.
Dr. David.
Hey, how's it going, Sylvia?
What's up?
How did you end up over there? You were supposed to be on our show.
I was supposed to be on your show?
Yeah, Freak of the Week.
This is a Freak of the Week?
No, this is some John Cavendish bullshit show. And by the way, it's not. His name's not Cavendish. He made that up.
I knew it sounded tobacco-y.
Don't even go there.
No, he's Hickney. John Hickney. He's my first cousin. He's Uncle Barry's kid. Hey, how's Uncle Barry doing?
I don't know you. I don't know you. I don't know you.
I told you you sounded pretentious.
I am not. Oh, David Hickman.
Are you okay?
David.
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 David. David. David.
John, you okay over there, buddy? Look, John, I just wanted to call and let you know that, Elizabeth and I took a break.
What do you mean?
We took a break. Like, we decided not to have an episode this week. And so we just, you know, Jimmy, our guy.
Jimmy?
Yes, Jimmy, our guy. He did some finagling or something and made it so that
finagling?
Yes, finagling. Isn't that a great word? Finagling.
I call it finagling.
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 Yes.
Finagling.
Finagling. Kitty corner, catty corner.
Catty corner, kitty corner.
Kitty corner, catty corner.
I like you.
I like you too.
Just get to the point.
Have you ever had peanut butter cups?
Oh yeah, oh yeah.
You like them?
Yeah, I'll just eat like a
whole bowl
of them.
What's your favorite kind?
I like the traditional, like the full-size
cup. Size ones?
Yeah, because then you get the right amount of peanut butter to chocolate.
See, that's why I like the eggs, because there's more peanut butter.
Yeah, it's a little bit too much peanut butter for me, though.
There's no such thing.
Just get to the fucking point.
Oh, you said the F word, and it wasn't Froda.
Just get to the point, please, David.
Yeah, Jimmy made it so that your show would stream on our line, and that we forwarded all our calls to your show.
Of course you did.
Yeah, but that's not why I called, besides me letting you know that. There's another thing.
Of course there is.
We're having a family reunion, John.
Oh, that's cool. I bet your family's neat.
Wait, you're having a Hickney family reunion?
Yeah, we're all going to be there. Me and Elizabeth and probably Papa Terrence and our moms and, you know, all of our cousins and you know, and uncles and aunts, and, you know, you're invited. Come back across the United States, where you're from, by the way.
I suppose that's a possibility.
Yeah, it's going to be
in a few weeks. You should totally go hang with your family, man.
Yeah, you should totally come hang out with us.
I will consider it if you will get off the line.
Sure, no problem. Enjoy the rest of your show, bud. See you later. Hick
me
out.
Bye, David.
Bye.
He seemed cool.
Ladies and gentlemen, this has been... I don't even know why I'm trying anymore. No, yeah.
Ha! I knew that accent was bullshit.
Yeah, well, if you were part of that family, you'd put on an accent, too.
I wish I had a family.
This is John Hickney. Yeah, I know. Not Cavendish. Whatever. We're probably going to get canceled because everybody's saying fuck. And it's on the BBC. You can't say fuck.
Are we on the BBC, though? Like, are we? Like, are we?
James tells me that we're on the BBC.
Okay, and James looks super reliable.
Well, this was probably the last episode of the John Cavendish Radio Hour. I'm John Hickney. Bye, I guess.
Peace.
Freak of the Week was created by me, David Hickney. Apparently, Elizabeth Marin is a character played by Amanda Davila. That doesn't even make sense. She's my sister. I know where she came from, and I don't understand who this Amanda is, but this is a lie. The experts and callers were performed by Taylor Koch from Mr. Wiggly's Moist and Happy Friendship Garden, David Musto of Unfucking Relatable, and Patrick Harrington of the Ghostly Podcast. That can't be right. The callers are real people. Special thanks to Kickstarter donor BrainTwists.com. That's BrainTwists.com, where they teach you to play chess and solve Rubik's Cubes and smart stuff like that. The Freak of the Week theme was created by David Vox Mullen. Artwork by Nick Mataragas. Freak of the Week was produced by Nick Mataragas. Produced. Freak of the Week is a Memoriam Development production.
Memoriam Development.